How would you like to be able to profit from podcast guesting? Tom Schwab will tell us how. He's the founder of Interview Valet, the author of two books, Podcast Guest Profits, Grow Your Business with a Targeted Interview Strategy called The Bible of Podcast Guesting, and One Conversation Away, a Manifesto for a Rich Life and a Profitable Business. So, Tom, tell us, how can entrepreneurs benefit from podcast guesting?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing we have to look at is, what is your biggest constraint, right? Your ideal clients, if they don't know you exist, if they don't trust you, they can't buy from you. So that's the fundamental question. And being able to be a podcast guest allows you to tap into others' existing audience, right? It's that old idea of 30, 40 years ago, you would go to the Rotary, the country club and talk, right? Tap into other people's audiences. Today, you can do that from podcast interviews. And it's a very scalable and easy way for entrepreneurs to talk directly to their ideal clients, and even the AI now that is becoming our referral engine.
Thank you. What's the difference between those entrepreneurs that appear on podcasts and get absolutely nothing from it, and other podcast guests that leverage it so much that they can grow their business to the max?
Yeah. And I think it really comes down to strategy. Think about it with public speaking, right? Sometimes people will just go out and talk to random people or talk to a tree. And they're like, well, it's public speaking, and if I talk to enough trees, my business will grow. No, that's not how it works. And it's the same way on podcasts. Sometimes people will think, well, if I just get on enough podcasts, magic will happen. No, you need to get on the right ones, the ones that your clients are listening to. And then have a distinct point of view, have things to share with them, and make it easy for them to go from being a passive listener to an active visitor to an engaged lead.
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu, mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services. Thank you. What's the difference between someone who, let's say, comes on the right podcast and says all the right things, but doesn't close any business, versus the ones that do? What is different about the ones that close a lot of business from podcast guesting? What do they need to say specifically?
I think they need to make sure they're not doing the same interview over and over. Often I'll hear people say, well, I've been on 100 podcast interviews. And if you listen to it, they've done one interview 100 times. And think about it, if you wrote a blog 100 times, just writing more doesn't do it. Make sure you do specific topics, because each one will resonate with audiences differently. And the AI that is now indexing all of these is going to find different ones there too. The other thing is, be very specific, right? Marketing should be magnetic, meaning it attracts the right people and repels the wrong people. So be very clear in, this is who we serve, right? And this is the people that it doesn't work for. So for podcast interviews, right, if you've got a relationship-based sale, if you've got a large geography that you can sell to, if you've got a point of view that is different, that stands out, right? And also tell people it doesn't work for. If you're just trying to sell a commodity, podcast interviews won't work for you. If you're just, all your clients have to be within 5 miles driving of your brick and mortar store, podcast interviews probably aren't the best for you. So make sure that people can identify, is this company for me or isn't it?
Thank you. I've interviewed hundreds of multimillionaires on this podcast, and what I've noticed is the most impactful speakers they really distinguish themselves by the stories they tell. Tell us more about, how can an entrepreneur become a great podcasting guest and leverage storytelling to close more business?
Yes, too many people start using facts and figures, and 70% of podcasts are listened to sped up. So nobody's going to remember that. They're not going to be able to see it. So stories are memorable. So too often I find people will tell a story, but they don't circle around and tell you what the point is of it, right? So often, if you're telling a story, right, it's like, okay, well, it's interesting, right? Tom Schwab, I live on 6.5 acres in rural Southwest Michigan, right? Okay, that's a story. But what's the point? The point is that if I can do podcast interviews from here, you can do them wherever you're from, right? You don't have to live in London or New York City to talk to your ideal clients. Wherever you are today, you can do that too. So I think one of the things I see missing from a lot of stories is they don't tell what the moral is or the fable, or they, you know, in a fable, they always tell you at the end and what this means.
Thank you. One essential thing I think that most podcasting guests need to do in order to become more effective in terms of not only speaking, but also getting the listeners on their email lists and on their offers and on their, you know, on their follower lists. What they need to do is actually to offer something exciting, like some sort of lead magnet that interests the potential audience, that offers a mini solution for the potential listeners. What kind of things would you recommend people offer in order to not only offer, you know, something that is valuable to the audience, but also integrate it into the storytelling so much so that it doesn't feel like selling? It feels like, you know, I'm just giving you, like, you know, a free solution, free mini solution for what you're looking for right now.
Exactly. And so many times people will have a great conversation and then they don't have a point to it. There's no next step, right? You don't make it easy to move people from being a passive listener to an active listener to an engaged lead. And what we have found with over a decade of testing is that you should send people to one place, right? Don't confuse them. Send them to one place, but give them three ways to say yes. Now, this is heresy in digital marketing, but when somebody hears you for 30 or 45 minutes, meet them where they are. And it's a small yes, a medium yes, and a heck yes. So at the end of the podcast, they usually say, so how can people get in touch with you? Tell them where to go. And the small yes could be a checklist, an assessment, something that doesn't take them a lot of time. Right. The medium yes could be something like a book, a face to camera webinar, a tripwire product, something that gets them back there and engages them a little bit. And then that heck yes, if somebody hears you and you are the answer to their prayers, don't slow them down in a funnel. Right. If they hear you and they want to talk to the wizard, let them do that. And that could be the big purchase. That could be a discovery call, whatever that big thing is for the next step there. So tell them where to go, tell them what they'll find there, and then tell them where to go again.
Thank you. Tell us your 10 commandments for someone who wants to leverage podcast guesting as an essential way to build their business.
All right. So I've got ADHD, right? I won't remember all the 10, and I know you won't remember all of them, right? So let's give three, right? The first one is start with why, right? Simon Sinek talked this. Why are you doing it, right? It's not just to get more leads or more exposure. No, you're doing this to make more profits. So always remember that. Does this show have my ideal customers, right? So start with why. The second one is remember that more is not better, better is better, right? So do better interviews, do better promotion with that, right? Don't just try doing, massive interviews. Had a client came to me one time that said, I want to do 100 interviews this month. Like, why? It'll be massive exposure. Well, so is streaking, but it's not going to help your business, right? So start with why. Better is better, not more is better. And then the final one is today, trust over attention, right? In this age of AI, everybody is skeptical, right? Be authentic, be who you are. That will close more sales than anything else. If you keep those three in mind, you'll get great results.
Thank you. Should someone come on every person's podcast? Or should an entrepreneur leverage podcasting in a more selective way? And if yes, what selection should they prefer? What kind of criteria should they choose?
Yes. So think about this as a speaker, right? If you're a high-paid speaker, high-paid celebrity, you don't go everywhere, right? It ruins your brand, right? And especially as a business owner, we all have limited capabilities, right? I don't care how big your business is. If it's Amazon, there's limited time, limited money. So you need to make the most out of every one. So be very specific on what podcast, right? The first one is, am I proud to be seen here? Because if you're not, it'll kill more sales than other ones. Look, is it aligned with my audience, right? If they have things that are not consistent with your brand, right? If it's overly political, anything like that, that could really, really hurt your brand. And then the final one is this podcast have my ideal audience, right? You can't say enough of the right things to the wrong people, right? I could go on the biggest mom's podcast right now, and I could talk about how to grow your business with podcast interviews. It would be meaningless to them. So I think be very selective on that. And I think if you sort of go through that criteria, it'll make it much easier on which ones to say yes to and which ones to say no thank you to. One of our core values at Interview Valet is heck yes and no. You should use that same thing for your podcast appearances.
Thank you. Tell us your top three case studies of entrepreneurs who have been featured as a result of your collaboration with these entrepreneurs on multiple podcasts. And have they achieved any like results from that in terms of either exposure or, you know, like brand exposure, brand association, or actual deals closed?
Yeah. So let me talk about three. One's a category designer, one's a professional services, and one's a nonfiction author. So category design, this works great. Podcast interviews are a great way to get your point of view. So early on, we worked with Malibu Milk. It was a new category of milk, and the founder was a mother. She was a trained chef, and she designed this product. She went out there into the market and said, this is the problem we're trying to solve. This is why Malibu Milk is the healthy alternative, the environmental alternative. And if you agree with me, let's engage, right? So she started to sell it directly. Then she got so much demand for it that stores picked it up. She got into Whole Foods, and then the whole business got sold. So that whole idea from exposure brings opportunity there. Another one is professional services, right? Services are bought, products are sold. So if you are selling B2B high level services, people have to know who you are, right? And I can think of one great CPA, right? He is out of New York City, got more personality than any accountant you'd ever want to meet, right? He's a retired New York City cop. He starts going out on different business podcasts to talk about the problem that he sees in the market, how they address it differently. And he not only finds his clients, but he finds out who his ideal clients are, right? Dentists loved his message. And so once we figured that out, he started to double down on dental podcasts. And I'll never forget when Craig reached out to me and he said, we need to pause this for a while. And I'm like, why? Because he had sold out of all of his capacity. 3 weeks later, he comes back and says, we got to ramp this up. I said, oh, you found another accountant to hire? He says, no, I found two and we're going to get them busy. So it's a great way to go out there. Now let's talk about nonfiction books, right? If you write it, they will come, never works. And I can think of one great author, Jeff Madoff, who wrote a book called Creative Careers, right? Jeff is a high-level producer. He's done a lot of the big shows in New York City. He works as a professor at Parsons School of Design. And he'd been trying to do some podcast interviews himself, and it never worked out. We looked at this and said, Jeff, don't talk about your book in just generics, right? There's 13 different mini books in here. Let's focus on different chapters, right? The myth of the lone creative, right? So not only could he get out there and talk about it, he could repurpose the content, and it was a great platform. Now he's got his own podcast. He got on the Tim Ferriss show in order to talk about the entire book, and he's building a whole course and program. I mean, his book got picked up by universities, and they're starting to teach it now. And that whole thing of exposure brings opportunity. He wasn't just trying to sell a book. He was trying to make impact and really change the paradigm for people out there. And that's what our best clients are out there. They're not just mercenaries trying to make a quick buck. They're missionaries. They're trying to change the world.
Thank you. How can entrepreneurs leverage comedy, controversial topics, or a heart-centered impact focus in order to increase the viewership of the podcasts they get on?
Yeah, I think comedy and current events can be very, very dangerous, right? Because sometimes things that are funny to you may not come through. I always tell people, be careful about being on Joe Rogan. To sit down with a comedian for 3 hours, that might not work for you. Current events are another one, right? We tell people to be timely, but timeless, right? So during COVID, we told all of our clients, don't mention it by name, because, you know, early on, people were calling it the China flu, right? That had political overtones afterwards. And if you said that early on and somebody heard it later, that could be very detrimental. So talk about these trying times. So because if somebody listened to that in 2020, they're going to go, oh yeah, talking about COVID. If they heard about it in, you know, 2023, they were thinking about, oh yeah, he's talking about inflation, right? If you hear about it now, it's probably the newest thing, right? So try to make it timely, but timeless. And then finally, to make it interesting, always tell the stories, tie it into things. Podcasts are a evergreen medium, so you want to do it that way. You want to be entertaining, but entertainment without, or education without action is just entertainment. So always make sure at the end that you provide education, entertainment, but always a next step for people.
Thank you. How can entrepreneurs leverage undercover selling and case study successes in order to interest the potential listeners into getting onto your email lists, on your, you know, follower lists, and, you know, and being interested in your products and services?
Yeah. And podcasts are a great way to educate, but they are not an infomercial, right? So you don't want to be always closing, right? But tell people what you do, how you solve their problem. And by focusing on their problem, which is case studies, they hear something that's familiar to them, it draws them back there, right? And since it's an evergreen platform, you can invite them back to learn more, to get free resources like we talked about. And it's a much more consultative sale. And at the end of the day, you know, nobody wants to be sold to, but everybody wants to buy. So being able to put that out there is a great way to build your brand, build your business. The studies have shown that clients that come from podcast interviews close faster for a higher initial amount with less churn. And you'd expect that, right? Because it's almost a personal referral. They understand what you're trying to do.
Thank you. How can you become the perfect podcasting guest so that not only you get business from that podcast, but you make such an amazing impression on the podcaster that you get referred to hundreds of other relevant targeted podcasts with your desired audience?
Yeah. So I would say be yourself. You're the only one of you. So don't try being like someone else. But earlier I said, marketing is magnetic. It should attract the right people and repel the wrong ones. If someone doesn't like you, that's fine, right? But they're not going to like your service either. So be authentic, be who you are, be real. Today in this age of AI, the person that's the most authentic wins. The other thing is when you go into a podcast, you should have one goal. And that's to make the host look like a genius for having you on there, right? If you do a good job, if you bring value, they'll promote you more than you ever could, right? And I think of DJ Doug Sandler from Nice Guys on Business that said, you don't have to promote yourself. If you do a good job, I'll promote you more than you ever could, right? Because if I say it, it sounds vain. If the host says it, all right, that's their friend. That's the authority from that. And one of the things you mentioned, Lily, was so true. Podcast hosts know podcast hosts. And if you go into a podcast and try to use and abuse the audience, the recording will probably get lost, right? It happens. Oh, sorry, we had recording difficulties. It never goes live. But if you do a great job, podcasters know other podcasters, and they'll start introducing you. And it's like that old commercial, and they told two friends and so on and so on. If you do a good job on your first interviews, your dance card will get filled with more interviews.
Thank you. What's the perfect balance between becoming a great conversationalist, but still making sales and not seeming salesy on the podcast?
I think it's the idea of, why am I here, right? One of the great ways to start a podcast interview, no matter what they ask you, so often they'll say like a question like, so Tom, tell us about yourself. They don't want to know your resume, right? They want to know, who are you? Why are you here? Why should I listen to you? So always think about, you know, what do I want to gain out of this interview? What do I want the people to understand, right? What do I want them to learn? What do I want them to feel? And what do I want them to do afterwards? And if you can have that as the guideposts that leverage your content and really guide your conversations, you'll get to this natural place at the end where you can tell them, okay, here's the next place to go. It won't seem awkward.
Thank you. What are the most exciting things that your clients have managed to achieve as a result of being featured on hundreds of podcasts as a result of collaborating with you?
Yeah, and I think this is very timely. I believe that SEO is dying, right? But more and more of the traffic now is coming from AI, right? ChatGPT is becoming a great referral source. And in the summer of 2024, we started to see, and our clients started to see, referrals come from AI. And as we worked with some different high-level clients and better understood it, we realized that the AI engines are listening to podcasts, right? Amazon Web Services says that 57% of the internet is AI generated, right? So it's a rehash of a rehash of a rehash. They're looking for fresh content. And in November of 2024, ChatGPT actually started to show the sources. And they're largely Wikipedia, your own website, Amazon, if you wrote a book. Then after that, it's all long-form collaborative content. So what our clients are seeing now is, they thought they were doing podcast interviews, talking to their ideal clients. What they also are doing is talking to the AI, the ChatGPT, that is becoming their best referral source. And that is so powerful, because the leads we're seeing that come from AI have already done the research. They're closing almost like a personal referral. It's an exciting time for digital marketing, and especially for podcast interviews.
Thank you. What other things can entrepreneurs do to leverage AI in order to become the perfect podcast guest and leverage guesting for profits?
Yeah, so make sure you talk about different topics. Most people go out there and I have this keynote, and this is what I talk about for 20 minutes. Well, if a individual listens to you and the third interview sounds the same as the first and the second, they'll stop listening. And AI is listening to all of that. So if they think you've got 15 minutes of content, they're not going to promote you. So talk about different things to different audiences. Keep it fresh. Keep it conversational. Don't just come up with, you know, with random or the same talking points all over, right? Be human. That's not only what people like, but what AI likes also.
Thank you. How can entrepreneurs leverage generic versus specific topics in order to expand the growth and the viewership of the podcast the podcasts they appear on.
Yeah. Too many people, I think, try to think that if I get in a big audience and talk about generic things, it will help, right? If I was just on the Joe Rogan podcast and could talk about this, it would help. Well, you know, you could spend millions of dollars to be on the Super Bowl in the United States. It's not going to drive the business, right? And I look at it as there are more fish in the ocean than there are in a barrel, but I would rather go to the barrel every time to fish. And a great example, I had talked about Craig Cody before, right? He can go on a generic podcast that talks about business and he can talk about accounting, but it's not as specific, right? Content is king, but context is God, right? Small g. So if he goes on a podcast that's focused on lawyers, well, he can talk directly to them and say, these are the problems you have in accounting as a lawyer, or this is what dentists have, right? So different things like that. And it's much more effective, right? Getting back to what I said before, more is not better. Better is better, right? I think we're being lied to today that, you know, we need to get more leads, more visits, more exposure, right? No, we're optimizing for more profits. And more profits come from ideal clients that appreciate and value what you do. And so from that, I think specificity can really, really help with that.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you and find out more information about how they can become part of your interview valet programs.
Right. So remember early on, I said, send them to one place, give them three ways to say yes, and then send them to the one place again. If you just want to see what a welcome page looks like, go here. So go to interviewvalet.com/Lily, right? You're going to remember that. That's the host name, right? And everything we talked about will be there. So I've got a assessment, right? If your last podcast interview didn't convert, let us take a look at it. We can probably give you three or four things that will improve your results on your next interview. Of course, Lily was nice enough to mention my book. If you want a free copy of it, you can go there. If you're in the States, I'll mail you one. If you're overseas, I'll send you a digital copy. And then if you heard this and it's like, huh, I'd like to explore how we could work together on this, how we could use this, I'll put my calendar scheduling link there. So all of that is back at interviewvalet.com/Lily.
Thank you. Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.